Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
Well, we've got Dr. Lee Hodder, who has been on the show before, and she's actually one of the most clicked-through podcasts on mindfood.com. Really fascinating.
Yeah, cool.
And her last interview was all about the brain. Today, we're actually talking all about creativity, and we think it's such an important part, we're going to break it into two interviews. So, Lee, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Well, welcome back to the show, I guess I should say.
Absolutely.
That's pretty impressive, isn't it? One of the most clicked-through podcasts.
It is. It just goes to show that everyone's very concerned about their brain health, and that's great.
Yeah.
And creativity, what's that all about?
Well, there's an increasing call, particularly in the business world these days, to think outside the square. But unfortunately, we tend to lose touch with that ability to think creatively once we start going to school, where the emphasis is on the logical linear thinking.
Yeah.
We tend to lack confidence then in our abilities.
What happens when we finish school and then we get thrown into university or we go to a college? And then all of a sudden, you're in an environment where, guess what, now you've got to be creative.
Yeah, it's scary because it's something that we haven't done for at least 12 years of the schooling, and people just get terrified there. I think they're afraid of making a mistake, and that's one of the primary blocks to creative thinking, is actually thinking that there is a right answer.
Is everybody creative, though?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, they are.
So what do you know, when you talk about creativity, sometimes people would say, oh, they're eccentric.
Yeah, that could be called that.
Yeah.
Degrees of creativity. But the basic definition of creative thinking is it's about the generation of novel solutions to problems.
Just say that again, because I'm really mulling that over.
Sure.
Because that does make so much sense. Say it again.
Yeah, it's the generation of novel solutions to problems, and that came from Edward de Bono.
That is true, but you know, I think more and more businesses are realising that they need more creativity in their workforce. You know, as people are losing their jobs and people are being made redundant, you know, it's often people that perhaps think outside the square that have those solutions that companies and businesses and, in fact, individuals really need. You know, I've just written an editorial all about following your dream and, you know, now's the time to do it. You know, get out there and do it and be brave and follow it. And it's all that creative thought.
Yes, it is. In fact, there are some businesses now that have dedicated innovation managers, which is an interesting thing, because we're in these sort of economic times, we're all being asked to do more with less.
Yeah.
And creative thinking really feeds into that nicely.
So if you're in a job at the moment and, you know, you're going through every day, doing your job and going about it, what should you be doing to add to this creativity to make yourself more employable in today's world?
They've got to have high levels of curiosity about the world. They've got to have risk-taking ability and courage and persistence, and the ability to nurture new ideas, even though they might seem very out there, and to see how far they can take them. So it's all a brave new world.
So if you were at work, what would you be encouraging somebody to do? Is it going to see a life coach or have counselling or put yourself into a course?
Yeah, put yourself into a course. Feel free to break the rules, beg, borrow and steal from other industries as such. If they've maybe had a similar idea, look at how they've gone about solving it and see if there's anything you can borrow from that. There's a whole heap of stuff that people can do. Get rid of perfectionism and just realise that creativity is messy and it's not perfect and you may not get it right the first few times, but you just never know where the next idea is going to come from out of all that mess.
Well, Dr. Lee, thank you for joining us, and we're going to come back in the next few minutes and have part two to our interview on creative thinking.
Oh, we love a tip and a technique.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.